WHCL, Clinton, New York.
And run about, you can always hear me shouting out, "Hello, bluebird! Got no time for blues or anything. I'm so happy, I just want to sing. Hello, bluebird! Blue skies, sunshine, friends that are real, old folks, sweetheart, oh, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello. Hear that bluebird, he's calling you. He says, come back home. If you go, you'll be happy too. He says, please don't roam. Once I would sigh to stray, but now I'm home to stay. And all day long I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting out, "Hello, hello, bluebird! Got no time for blues or anything. I'm so happy, I just want to sing. Hello, hello, little old bluebird! Blue skies, sunshine, friends that are real, old folks, sweetheart, great Lord, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello."
Thank you. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, children, wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear. Why tell you that springtime is hovering here? The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, children, wake up. Each golden hour, feeling like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to get your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, children, wake up.
Well, it's radio, and it's the last show of the summer, so I'm calling it a last blast. There's no real theme tonight, and I got one letter already from a summer hater who was taking issue with my summer mourning it. Well, I'm not really mourning it. We just had about a week of it this year, which was fine with me because one of my least favorite things to do is to perspire. So I only perspired for a week this year, and I didn't mind it so much. But I guess what I'm mourning is the fact of going back to responsibility of going in and doing what one has to do in life and getting serious. I like the silly season. It's the silly season I mourn. It's the relaxation. It's the open-endedness of summer. You're getting toward the end of the year, and the year does have an end on it. So in August and July, it all seems like it could go on forever. And I'm Radiola. I'm Andy Senior with Radiola, and I could go on forever, but I won't. We began with J.C. Flippin and his gang, Hello Bluebird, 1926, and hello to everybody who's coming back to school here in Hamline College. And then the Rhythmic Eight, Corn Fed, 1927, celebrating to some extent my enjoyment of the sweet corn that we've had recently. It's been absolutely delicious, and we have it about twice a week. So I'm corn-fed. And if the show seems corn-fed, that's because I'm corn-fed. You are what you eat, and then you are what you listen to as well. And that was from 1927, British recording, Rhythmic Eight. I did the Jimmy Noon thing today on the theme. I like that recording, and occasionally I like to alternate it with the Willard Robeson. As I say, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, trying not to be too corny. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thanks so much for listening tonight. I do appreciate it, and streaming. And it's very chilly. The end of August is always. We'll get into that issue later. But yeah, it gets a bit mild, a little too mild, but like a dog's nostril mild, actually. We're going to continue now with Spike Hughes and his Decadence. And today, driving up here, this is how I felt. The roads were rather wet. This is from 1930, like a ship without a sail. Thank you.
love to hold my love. Why is my heart so frail, like a ship without a sail? Out on the ocean, sailors can use a chart. I'm on the ocean, guided by just a lonely heart. Still alone, still at sea, still there's no one to care for me. When there's no hand to
babe, woo, 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 woo. Even though you've got a corneo, you'll never feel the break of dawnio. Ride down old Borneo way, la, la, da, da. Wild man Sam with his clothes all corneo, do, 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 on his bamboo horneo. And the bamboo babies start to sway. When you see them do that Borneo, you'll just put your jewels in corneo, way down on Borneo Bay.
That's Borneo, and this is Radiola, and I'm trying to, you know, that's a little equatorial. We've been anything but equatorial up here lately. Borneo is a nice warm weather where people don't have to, you know, they don't have to dress, they don't have to overdress down there. But up here, I had to put on a sweater for the first time in several weeks, and I don't mind it. It's it'll be comfortable once it clears up a bit. Once that dog's nostril loses its sniffles, we'll be all right. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and that was Ben Burney and his orchestra. I think Billy Hillpot was one of those vocalists, and I had already forgotten who the other one was. So someone will enlighten me. I was the usual guy. The guy's always there. The one who does it all the time. You know, that guy. Before that, the Chocolate Dandies, which was actually McKinney's Cotton Pickers, recording for OK back in 1928, and early, probably the second ever recording of Stardust. And you heard Lonnie Johnson's guitar in there. It seems an unusual juxtaposition to have put his guitar in, but I have to say that recording of that song has always been one of my particular favorites. There are many great recordings of Stardust, but that's a great early recording of it, and it still had the freshness of a new composition at that point. Before that, Spike Hughes and his Decadence, I love that. Recording for the British Decca, of course, in 1930. Rodgers and Hart masterpiece, Like a Ship Without a Sail. And that was Larry Hart when he was trying not to be too clever by half. It sounds a good song, great lyric. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm doing okay. I had a fried lunch today that is battling with me, but I think I shall prevail. Indeed, now the weather is so changeable. We have to address the fact of the changeability of the weather. And indeed, we have Ethel Waters here in 1933, and this is what it was like last week.
Into town last week. She came from the island of Martinique. The can-can she dances will make you fry. The can-can is really the reason why we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started a heat wave by letting us speak wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. She having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can. It's so hot the weatherman will tell you a record's been made. It's so hot a coat of tan will cover your face in the shade. It's so hot the coldest maiden feels just as warm as a bride. It's so hot a chicken laid an egg on the street and it fried. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started a heat wave by letting her seat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Her anatomy made that mercury jump to 93. Yeah, man, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
Remember, in September, in the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September, in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September in the rain.
devotion, love never touched my heart. I knew nothing of the thrill in store. I never dared to show my emotion. Now I'm about to start. Funny, I have never felt this way before.
As Molly Ryan has sung, there is something in the air, and it's a slight, you know, it's that lovely, crisp autumn smell, that feel of, you know, starting to get there. People are coming back to school, and it's time to get serious. Well, it's always tough for me to get serious because I'm not naturally serious. In fact, I'm naturally frivolous, so that's hard work for me to get serious. But that was There's Something in the Air, sung by Molly Ryan, accompanied by her husband, Dan Levinson, and the group. And, oh my goodness, I have to say, they're like musical time travelers. They managed to get that sound. They both show an amazing scholarship and feel for that music that I have to say is dead on. It's right on the button. And the talent is incredible, but what's there is also a respect for the material. And that album, by the way, is Songbird in the Moonlight, and there's a link to that on my Radiola blog. So if you want to buy that, and I heartily recommend you buy that album, Songbird in the Moonlight, there's a link. So go there and do that, would you? Not just because I say I'll say so, because evidently I think we're gonna buy a few of those as gifts and give them to people and say, this is what you should be listening to. This is great. Before that, being Something in the Air, was a lot in the air tonight of Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. Fa Terrell there on the vocal. September in the Rain, and it's not September, but it's feeling like it, and it's certainly that kind of rain. That was from 1938. Before that, Ethel Waters' Heat Wave, which is like what it was last week. So there's the contrast. Something in the air, and the something in the air is seriousness. But it's also, you know, the joy of seriousness. Seriousness is not drudgery. Seriousness is a determination to face that which you must with a light heart and a light spirit, as you must, to do what you have to do. And my wife has been trying to tell me that for some time. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm a lazy dog. And this is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And a corollary to all this September in the rain and the slight chill in the air, perhaps, you might be feeling, or seriousness. Earl Burton, in his L.A. Biltmore Orchestra 1929, is Oh, you know what it is. Turn on the heat.
Put the burn on for Papa, so turn on the heat.
Just kiss your gal goodbye. And oh, 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 when she starts dancing, she plays a mean castanet you won't forget, I mean. Down in that Creole town are wonderful gals around, but none like Clementine from New Orleans.
That's what I needed, some hot jazz to warm things up. Oh, boy. And I'd have to put that in my top 50, right near the top, actually. Ozark Mountain Blues, I think that was take two, by the Missourians, which later became the band for Cad Calloway, very shortly thereafter. And he might even have been around at that time, 1929, but that's when they were recording as the Missourians, and that is the hottest record. It's warm to the touch, and it's not because I stole it, it's just a hot record. And before that, Don Voorhees and his orchestra, Irving Kaufman singing rather un-Irving like under the guise of Frank Harris, which has its whole other set of literary allusions. Clementine from New Orleans, 1927. Before that, Earl Burtonnett and his L.A. Biltmore Orchestra, Turn on the Heat. That sounded like it could have been Eddie Walters or Dick Robertson or any of those guys, but I'm not going to venture a guess. Let those who are skilled at such determinations do so. That was from 1929. And I'm Andy Sr., and this is Radio, and I appreciate you listening tonight. I have no idea who's listening or streaming or how many people are on. The WHCL computer has gone back to Gates. It is now... It is not functional, so I just have to rely on I'm flying blind here, which is okay because that's how I usually fly, so you know, don't get in the car with me. But yeah, it's sort of that way. But I do know we have listeners tonight. In fact, I heard from my friend Viz from Florida, and I appreciate him calling, even though it was to ride me a bit about my lack of sending a thing on the proper email. But a lot of you are on my mailing list. I hope those of you who are on my mailing list are getting my mailings if you want to get them. If you don't, a word to the wise is sufficient. But my playlists are always up a day or two before the show. Radiolablog.blogspot.com, Friday at the latest, depending on how lazy I get. But Radiolablog.blogspot.com, type radio into Google, and there you have it. We're going to continue now. I was playing some of this guy last week, and I couldn't get enough of this. So here's Putney Dandridge again from 1936. And I've asked this question. Often I ask my parents, and boy, that's the worst thing you can ask them, because sometimes they'll give you a straight answer. Why was I born?
Why was I born? Why am I living? What do I get? What am I given? Why do I want a thing I dare not hope for? What can I hope for? I wish I knew. Why do I try to draw you near me? Why do I cry? Never hear me. I'm a poor fool, but what can I do? Why was I born to love you? Thank you. What can I hope for? I wish I knew. Tell me, why do I try to draw you near me? Why do I cry? You never hear me. I'm just a poor fool. What can I do? Tell me, why was I born to love you?
All by myself, no one to talk with. I'm happy on myself. I ain't misbehaving, honey, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one love I'm through with flirting, and it's you I'm thinking of. I ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Night Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kiss is all worth waiting for, baby. Please believe me, don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8 to play in my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
And you feel it, get out and step and reveal it. Get on the floor and don't conceal it. Say it with your feet. If you have it, express it. Don't keep us waiting to guess it. Come on now, don't suppress it. Say it with your feet. Attaboy, 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 show it. The time and not after. Oh, don't say a word.
That's a good sign. That's a new recording, obviously. Peter Davis is Lindy Hop Heaven, and I met him. He plays a lot of different instruments and a lot of different styles. And that one was from Going to Lindy Land, and you'll find the links on my radio, the blog. This is I try to make it as easy as possible. So you can buy that through CD Baby. That's very good dance music, and they even have the tempi on the back. Not Tempe, Arizona, but the beats per minute. Say It With Your Feet, which was in a 1929 Fats Waller tune. But well, that swings. That does swing. I got to say it. That's good stuff. Before that, also swinging Boots and His Buddies. Cora Woods on the vocal. Ain't Misbehaving, also by Fats. 1937, yeah. Beginning with 1936, Putney Dandridge and his orchestra. Why was I born? You know, there's some questions you just don't want to ask. such as, how you liking the show? I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And, all my playlists are on Radiola blog, so type that into Google. Just Radiola, and it'll come up, and you'll find it, and you don't have to tell all that typing. Just radio will do it, and you'll find what you have to find. Absolutely. Well, speaking of geniuses and people that are dwelling in multiple times at the same time and many different styles, here's Dan Levinson in this Canary Cottage Dance Orchestra. Dan writes all these arrangements that are so true to the time. They sound... Again, you're transported back in time. This song, for movie buffs, will be familiar because it's the one that you hear in, other than Trail of the Lonesome Pine, that you hear in Laurel and Hardy's Way Out West. And there's also an interpolation, too, but this is the main one that you remember from that. And I love that song. I didn't even know it was called until I found this, until the CD came into my possession. And that's... On Crinoline Days, Canary Cottage Dance Orchestra at the Ball. That's all.